RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listeners Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo attends commemoration of Days of Silence. President says differences do not hinder harmonious existence. The government continues to focus on reducing Gini ratio in Indonesia. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo attended the commemoration of Day of Silence 2017, which calls for increasing tolerance among religious communities. Jokowi arrived at the Ahmad Yani Sports Center of Jakarta in the company of State Secretary Minister Pratikno on Saturday. Chairman of the Committee for the Commemoration of Day of Silence, Inspector General Police Ketut Untung Yoga, said Hindus have selected the theme that invites Indonesian communities to boost unity and diversity in the nation. He added that Indonesia is currently witnessing a decrease in tolerance and awareness of unity and diversity. According to the chairman, Hindu religion teaches its followers to adopt universal values that call to respect all humans as brothers. Yoga emphasized that when people are aware that they are brothers, they can develop strength to maintain unity in Indonesia. Several officers who attend the event comprise Indonesian Military Commander General Gatot Nurmantio, Head of Indonesian Police General Tito Karnavian, and Indonesian Air Force Chief of Staff Marshal Hadi Cahyanto. On similar occasion, Indonesian President Joko Widodo said differences in ethnic, religious, and cultural backgrounds are not barriers to unity and a harmonious existence. President Jokowi said Indonesia is home to 714 tribes, and according to Central Statistical Agency, there are 1,340 tribes, but it does not mean that all differences and distinctions need to necessarily be ironed out or eliminated. He said that all differences and forms of diversity must be bound by the ropes of brotherhood, togetherness, and unity. The president also added that Indonesia must be thankful that in managing its diversity, the country has the pillar of Pancasila and the philosophy of unity in diversity. He noted that the pillar of nationality is to create a united, harmonious, and peaceful Indonesia. On the occasion, the president also congratulated Hindus from all corners of the country in welcoming the New Year of Saka 1939. Indonesia has achieved economic growth of 5.2% among other countries. Indonesia ranks third after India and China. Even with those achievements, according to President Joko Widodo, the economic growth in 2016 did not fully affect the level of public disparity or Gini ratio. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo when speaking at the opening of the 2017 Muslims Economic Congress in Jakarta Saturday. The president said the 2016 Gini ratio was at 0.3 0.397 or decreased compared to that in September 2015, which stood at 0.402. Therefore, the government will focus on reducing Gini ratio in Indonesia. There are three ways to be done by the government to reduce Gini ratio, namely by asset redistribution, agrarian reform, and partnership programs.
Kalau kita bandingkan dengan negara-negara yang lain,
if we compare with other countries, we rank third after India and China. We should be grateful with this. Relating to the gap ratio or Gini ratio, we can see the position in 2016 was at 0.397. When compared with previous years, this has decreased little by little. Regarding the redistribution of assets and agrarian reform, President Joko Widodo further explained that currently there are 126 million plots of land in Indonesia, but only 46 million of them have been certified or 80 million are uncertified. To increase the number of people who have land certificate, the president gives target to the Minister of Agriculture and Spatial or head of the National Land Agency on the number of certificates to be submitted to the people every year. In 2017, 5 million land certificates must be issued, while in 2018, 7 million certificates, and in 2019, 9 million land certificates. According to the president, the people who do not have certificates will face difficulty and have no access to get funds, capital from banks and other financial institutions. Related to the partnership program, President Joko Widodo has sent a number of ministers to take part in the development of micro, small and medium economy in the country. Indonesian Minister of Tourism Arief Yahya and Southeast Sulawesi Governor Nur Alam launched calendar of event Wakatobi 2017. The launching took place at Susilo Sudarman Hall, Sabta Pesona Building, Ministry of Tourism, Jakarta, recently. In addition to performing Wakatobi cultural attraction and displaying picture of under the sea potential, the launching was also enlivened with the comic performance of local Wakatobi comic Rahim Laode. The launching of calendar of event Wakatobi 2017 is an effort to promote and increase tourist visit to Wakatobi, which target 40,000 tourists this year. Minister of Tourism Arief Yahya gave appreciation to the launching of calendar of event Wakatobi 2017. According to him, this event will strengthen the competitiveness of Wakatobi tourism as a world-class destination, especially for marine tourism. On the same occasion, Governor Nur Alam said the purpose of organizing this event is to promote Wakatobi as one of the leading tourist destinations in Indonesia, because Wakatobi has the highest level of biodiversity in the world. In addition, it has the second largest barrier reef in the world after Australia.
Wakatobi menjadi kawasan yang mempunyai tingkat keragaman hayati paling tinggi.
Wakatobi is the region with the highest level of biodiversity in the world because there are 942 species of fish and 750 coral reefs. Meanwhile, as a comparison, the Caribbean has only 50 types. In addition, it also has the second largest barrier reef in the world after Australia. So it is the right objective and strategic policy to decide Wakatobi as 10 national tourism destination because it has the world's competitive and comparative value. This is the first year for Wakatobi to make the calendar of event to introduce a series of festival activities on the beauty of Wakatobi Island to the world. Last year, Southeast Sulawesi tourism grew 19.5%, visited by more than 15,000 domestic tourists and more than 6,000 foreign tourists. The news is come from RRIO Service Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta. Cuban ambassador to Indonesia, Nircia Castro Guevara, expected media support to introduce Cuban potential to the Indonesians. In her statement, the ambassador said the Cuban embassy is opening its office for national media to get to know about Cuba comprehensively. She assured that her office is ready to provide information needed to be spread to the Indonesians. The ambassador believed that better knowledge of Indonesian people towards Cuba will strengthen the relationship between the two countries.
We know that it is necessary for Indonesian people to receive more information about our country, to know better Cuba, in order to create the conditions to strengthen the relationship between our two countries. And that is our idea, to have a very good communication with media. We are here, the embassy is here, We are ready to provide information to any media outlet that would be interested in discussing, including any topic about Cuba in their regular publication.
Furthermore, Ambassador Nircia Castro Guevara of Cuba added that Cuba owns many potential to open wider rooms for cooperation with Indonesia. She mentioned that Cuba is one of important countries in global communities. The tourism sector in Cuba has become an emerging sector with more than 4 million visits last year. The ambassador said the fast growing of tourism sector in Cuba has invited foreign investors to Cuba to develop investment cooperation. She also said that Cuba has been actively engaged in hosted several international events covering cultural, economic, education, and scientific forums. State Enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno held a coordinating meeting with 118 President Director of State-owned companies in Yogyakarta on Saturday to discuss optimum use of their assets. State Enterprises Ministry Deputy for Mining Business, Strategic Industry and Media, Fajar Harisampurna, said on Saturday evening that all President Directors of state-owned companies were present to discuss a wide range of issues related to the assets of state-owned companies. The minister held coordinating meeting as part of her working visit to Yogyakarta and Central Java. During the visit, she also attended the joint commemoration of 28 state-owned companies' anniversary, which falls between February and April. According to officials, the total asset of all state-owned companies stood at 6,300 trillion rupiah last year. The figure is expected to increase to 7,200 trillion this year. He added that state-owned companies have assets in large numbers stretching from Sabang to Merauke. Well, listeners, that was the news of Radio Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
See the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Be the love that lasts.
among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful in your nature.
Welcome back to our weekly edition from News from Across the Country. The segment presents interesting information from various regions from the week. Stay tuned. Our first news story comes from Bandung, West Java. Community at Ruhana Alley, Lengkong Subdistrict, Bandung City, changed their residences to become Kampung Toleransi or Tolerance Village, which is familiar with interreligious harmony. There are three attached worship houses at the village, namely church, mosque, and vihara or Buddhist temple. Leader of community Agus Sujana, when contacted by Antara in his residence on Monday, said that tolerance has been built since he was a child by parents in the village who have different religions, so that the next generation have initiated to build a tolerance village. On the right side of the alley, there is a white Pentecostal church, while 50 meters beside the church, there is Al-Amanah Mosque, and the location of Giri Merta Buddhist Temple is located very close to the mosque. On the left side of the alley, they are fully decorated with a symbol of religious harmony as well as the value of tolerance. Agus also said the tolerance of interreligious community has lasted for a long time. On the religious holiday commemoration, although they are difference of religion, all people get mutual cooperation and keep guard in order the process of worship can run solemnly. Our next story comes from Riau Province. Library and Archives Office of Siak Regency Riau Province on Tuesday, April 18, held a storytelling competition and speech in Malay for children. The competition is held at Rumah Baca or Reading House in Siak. The official of Library and Archives Office of Siak Regency, Wan Fazri Auli, said the storytelling and speech competition is aimed to improve talent and ability of the participants and to develop the spirit and motivation of reading culture, especially about folklore. The competition of folklore storytelling that is competed including the heroes or the origin of the area in the Malayan land. The competition is also aimed at civilizing the Malay language. The competition was attended by 84 participants from elementary school to senior high school level, representing sub-districts of Siak Regency, and lasted for 2 days. The last piece of news in our segment comes from Bali. Various ways are conducted to commemorate the fall of Kartini every April 21. The women surfers in Bali on Thursday, April 20, held surfing in Kuta Beach wearing kebaya. Bagus Madu Irawan from the Magic Wave Surfing magazine, as the event organizer, said, "The surfing attraction while wearing kebaya has been held for 7 times to commemorate the Kartini Day. This activity is aimed at delivering emancipation messages, at least through the world of surfing." Participants come from local and foreign surfers. Elvina Ans, a Russian woman, enthusiastically followed the Kartini Festival at Kuta Beach, Bali. In addition to emancipation messages, this event is also aimed to socialize surfing among women. Listener, that was the news from across the country.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on April 23, 1969, when Yellow River flooded. Yellow River in northern China is known as China Suffer because of the suffering of the people who live in the vicinity. Yellow River, which is about 4,670 kilometers long and 6.5 miles wide, is the longest river in the world. The river is called the Yellow River due to the high level of yellow mud on it. The Yellow River has caused major flooding and claimed many lives since hundreds of years ago, even before the Christ era. One of them, recorded, claimed many casualties on April 23, 1969. Heavy flooding of the Yellow River caused hundreds of thousands of people die and 1,500 square kilometers of Shantung Province completely flooded. And the next event was in 1984 when the virus that causes AIDS, HTLV-3, was found by the U.S. researchers. In 1983, Jean-Claude Sherman and François Basinosi of France succeeded in isolating HIV for the first time of a syndrome, lymphadenopathy. At first, the virus was called ALV of lymphadenopathy-associated virus. Together with the Luc Montagne, they proved that the virus is the cause of AIDS. In early 1984, Robert Gallo of the United States also examined the virus that causes AIDS, called HTLV-3. After further investigation, it was evident that the ALV and HTLV-3 is the same virus, and in 1986, a term used to refer to the virus was HIV, or more specifically called HIV-1. And the last event was in 1995 when World Book Day was celebrated for the first time. World Book Day, or World Book and Copyrights Day, is a yearly event on April 23rd, organized by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, to promote reading, publishing and copyrights. In the United Kingdom, the day is recognized on the first Thursday in March. The World Book Day was celebrated for the first time on April 23rd, 1995. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Spotlight of the Week. This time it's on Mike Pence's visit to strengthen United States cooperation with Indonesia and ASEAN. The United States Vice President Mike Pence began his two-day visit in Indonesia on Thursday, 20 April. Mike Pence, who came with his wife Karen Pence and two daughters, were greeted by President Joko Widodo and his wife at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta last Thursday. In a joint conference after their meeting, President Jokowi revealed they had discussed a number of bilateral and international issues, among others, United States' commitment to enhance strategic partnership in investment. Mike Pence also expressed optimism that there is still a great opportunity for United States products in Indonesia. Mike Pence also visited Istiqlal Mosque and met Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla in Jakarta. In the talk, Yusuf Kalla mentioned the problem of Indonesian palm oil export related to resolution by the European Union. He raised the issue so as to avoid misunderstandings between the two countries. Kalla said that Indonesia is exporting agricultural products to the United States, and crude palm oil, or CPO, is one of the Indonesia's mainstay exports. Yusuf Kalla explained to Pence that Indonesia did not commit anything wrong in the trade. The explanation was conveyed because the United States government once accused Indonesia of fraud so that Indonesia's threat to the United States becomes surplus. Kalla and Pence opened the United States-Indonesia Business Forum on Friday, 21st April. Mike Pence also met the Secretary General of ASEAN, Lee Luang Min, and Permanent Representative of ASEAN member countries in Jakarta on Thursday, 20 April. On that occasion, Mike Pence confirmed the support of President Donald Trump on the U.S. cooperation with countries in Southeast Asia. In fact, Washington wants to continue strengthening cooperation between the United States and ASEAN, especially in diplomatic, economic, and security field. Taking the momentum of the 50th anniversary of ASEAN and 40 years of U.S.-ASEAN diplomatic cooperation, Pence stressed Washington's stance that puts the cooperation with the association as very strategic. Pence added that the President Trump is scheduled to attend the United States ASEAN Summit, the U.S. East Asia Summit, and the APEC Association meeting to be held separately in Vietnam and the Philippines in November 2017. It is part of President Trump's concern for U.S.-ASEAN strategic relation or cooperation. The U.S. and ASEAN will continue to cooperate in combating terrorism, such as by sharing information. Pence highlighted the important role of ASEAN in building the stability and security in the South China Sea region. That was Spotlight of the Week.
Here's news in brief. Jokowi attends commemoration of Day of Silence. Differences do not hinder harmonious existence. The government continues to focus on reducing Gini ratio in Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Southeast Sulawesi Governor launched Calendar of Event Wakatobi 2017. Cuban Ambassador expects media's support. Minister held meeting with 118 President Directors of State Firms. Well, listener, that was news in brief of our radio service, Voice of Indonesia. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is Ella Wood Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce you to Mina Sarwa, a special body warming beverage from Bima. So stay tuned to Arrowwood Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Each region usually has a special drink or beverage for body warmer. For example, on the island of Java, it is Wedang Ronde, and in Makassar, Saraba. This body warmer drink or beverage is usually based on spices and processed according to the culture of each region. Which is located in the eastern of Sumbawa Island, also has a special body warmer drink called Minasarwa. This drink is made from spices and fermented glutinous rice, added with some galindo or fried grated coconut. Minasarwa is very suitable to drink at night and during a cold day in rainy season. The warm flavor of the various herbs combined with simple carbohydrate from the glutinous rice, which has been fermented for about 2 days, and the savory flavor that comes from galindo or coconut pulp make this drink a body warmer. In the rainy season, Minasarwa is believed to maintain the stability of your health, improve fitness, reduce the stiffness after heavy work, and also increase appetite. This is because the composition contains natural herbs ingredients. The process of making Minangkabau is rather complicated and long. It takes today for the fermentation of black sticky rice into tape. The basic species include ginger, turmeric, Java chili, pepper, and cinnamon. The spices are roasted and ground until smooth. Then it is boiled and mixed with fermentation of black glutinous rice or tape. Meanwhile, the galindo is made by cooking thick coconut milk to become oil and form oil wax called galindo. Galindo is then mixed with the stew of spices and glutinous tape. Once all is ready, then serve hot in a glass. On the feast of Lebaran, usually Bima residents always serve this Minangkabau drink with buras. That is rice cake made of white sticky rice cooked in coconut milk and a little salt, after half cooked and transferred to the banana leaf and wrapped in small pieces, then put together in large bones and boiled until really cooked. This buras is then presented and mixed with Minangkabau. The place of origin of Minangkabau is in Buntukape village, Bulu Bima, Sumbawa. According to the story, the origin of Minangkabau is from sarwang oil from Sumbawa. It was originally brought by a member of Sumbawa tribe who traveled and lived in Bima. Sarwang in Bima language means glutinous tape mixed with galendo, while oil in Mina hence named Minangkabau. Today, many people want to preserve and develop the special drink. So when you visit Bima, along the road in Buntukape village, you will easily find Minangkabau sellers who would be happy to introduce it to newcomers and also culinary explorers. That was Indonesian Wonder this time. Tomorrow we will meet again in another topic. Goodbye.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Area Remote Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to our regular program Miscellany with me, Alika. Today's edition is about 10 November Institute of Technology creates an air quality detection tool. The 10 November Institute of Technology, or ITS, in Java created an air quality monitoring tool which meets the internationals. This tool is the result of the development of the Air Pollution Control Laboratory in the Department of Environmental Engineering. ITS Laboratory Head of Dr. Ari Dipareza Shafei said that based on data provided by 5 air quality monitoring stations in Surabaya, the air condition in Surabaya often exceed the quality standards. The situation is certainly feared could damage the health of the community. While the data is often lost due to the damage to the monitor, the price of a monitoring tool is very expensive, around 2 billion rupiahs. In addition, the repair cost is also expensive. The city government cannot do much when the appliance is not working properly. While in fact, air quality monitoring tool is needed to determine the condition of the air in the region, especially in urban areas. According to Ari, although the price is cheaper, but the new tool which created by ITS has an accuracy of up to 90%. Together with the entire laboratory staff and 2 students, namely Titing Fahriza and Cory Costantia, Ari will continue to develop the tool. The price is much cheaper, that is between 80 to 100 million rupiahs. Unlike the air monitoring tool that uses gas analyzer systems, monitoring tools belonging to the ITS uses some sensors. Ari, who is a doctoral graduate of Hiroshima University in Japan, said that with the electrochemical sensors are used, the air quality monitoring tool created by ITS can distinguish 2 types of pollutants in 2 types of gas, and the use of a sensor that caused the price difference with the tools available today. In the process of making this tool, Ari said that he did not face any significant difficulties, even got the full support from ITS in the presence of local funds. This tool is a realization of the contribution of ITS contribution to the government and society. He also hoped that the air quality gauge it can be installed and used in all regions in Indonesia. listener, that was Miss Lenny for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are knowledge. In this segment, we will always play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Koji Nakayama in Japan. He sent his letter to our broadcast that 30th November 2016. He listened to our broadcast in English program through audio streaming www.voi.co.id on 1st November 2016. In his letter, Mr. Koji Nakayama sent reception report of our broadcast. He also enclosed IRC in his letter. Hello, Mr. Koji Nakayama. Thank you for your attention and appreciation in our broadcast. As your request, we will send our QSL card to your home as soon as possible. In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Voice of Indonesia is organizing Wonderful Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. So we hope that you can participate in the quiz and please send your answer as soon as possible. Who knows, you are one of the lucky winners for the quiz. Keep listening to our broadcast every day and please send your lesson report to us. Listener, wherever you are, now we will play a beautiful song for all of you. Enjoy the song.
Bye.
Listener, now we will reply a letter from W. Anwar in Bangladesh. In his letter, Mr. W. Anwar said that it was the first time he listened to VOI English program. Hello, Mr. W. Anwar. Thank you for your time to monitor our radio. Because you are a newcomer on our broadcast, so we will put your name on our listeners' list. We hope that you will never forget bored to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. We are really sorry because this time we cannot broadcast in Bengali program. In the next future, hopefully we can add Bengali section. So Mr. W. Anwar, we are looking forward to receiving your next letter or email and also your reception report of our broadcast. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song, listeners. Listener, now we will reply an email from Jorge Luis in Venezuela. Jorge Luis listened to our English broadcast and sent a short video to VOI. Hello, Mr. Jorge Luis. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. We heard recording of our broadcast which sent by you. We think that it is quite clear. Thank you for sending your reception report in video format. With your reception report, we will able to know how good our broadcast can be heard in your country. As you request, we will send our QSL card to your home. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. Keep listening to our broadcast every day and please send your reception report. Listener, Wherever you are now, we are going to play a beautiful song for all of you. Enjoy the song.
Sudah lama sudah ku coba, tak rasakan apa yang ku rasakan, tapi tak bisa ku tak bisa. Dengarkanlah kata isi hatiku. Mungkin kini bukan kamu lagi yang di benakku, dan mungkin memang tak sejalan. Dan kini aku ingin kamu, ingin kita untuk sudahi cinta kita. Ku tak bisa yang tak terasa. Namun lama sudah ku coba, ku coba memahami kamu dengan sifatmu. Mungkin kini hanya aku yang ada di benakku, dan mungkin memang tak sejalan. Dan kini aku ingin kamu, ingin kita untuk sudahi cinta kita. Ku tak bisa untuk terus cinta, karena kau selalu saja tak pernah jadikan ku yang pertama. Ku sendiri saja. Menangis, kita pernah tertawa, tak akan pernah ku lupa. Mungkin kini bukan kamu lagi yang di benakku, dan mungkin memang tak sejalan. Dan kini aku ingin kamu, ingin kita
listener. Actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visiting our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception report on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I am Andika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener Mailbag. Bye bye.
adanya api cinta antara kita. Apakah ini pertanda tumbuhnya benih-benih cinta? Hari demi hari berlalu, raguku dibuatmu beribu tanya di hati. Apakah dirimu rasakan yang sama?
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.